All right, Daf Nun Hey. First day of Yom Tov Daf. We're continuing to talk about the halachas of Chaymesh. We're 10 lines before the lines get wide on Nun Dalad Amud Beis Gufa. This is the halacha we mentioned at the end of yesterday's Daf. I'm Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. Al Hegdish Rishon Maisiv Chaymesh. Al Hegdish Sheni Ein Maisiv Chaymesh. You only pay a Chaymesh when you are being paid the actual Hegdish, but not secondary Hegdish. Not Hegdish that became Hegdish from something else. And Omar Rava, my time at Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. What's the reason? Because Omar Kra, Vim Hamakdish Yigalas Beisai, that guy has to be Maisiv Chaymesh. But the Torah's Mashma Hamakdish Voloi Hamatfis. Hatfas is when you're taking the Kedusha from something else and putting it on a secondary Hegdish. There you do not pay a Chaymish. Tani Tana Kamei de Rabbi Elazar. He learned a Braisa that would bring a riot to Shitas Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. The Im Babahema Hatmea Upada Be'erkecha. The Torah says that if you're Makdish a not kosher animal, obviously can't bring as a carbon, you're Paida and you add a Chaymish. So why is the Torah picking on a not kosher animal? Ma Behema Tamea Muchedes. Shitchilosai Hegdish, which we'll have to explain what that means, because obviously it can only be used to take the Kedusha from something else, since it can never be brought as a carbon. The kula shamayim, and that doesn't mean you're bringing it as a carbon, of course, but it just means the bialim has no schusim in it because it's all kedushas bedek habayis. Umayalin ba, pashtus there is nisr me'ila, plus paying the chaymish. Af kol shetchilasa hegdish, so anything else that is carrying an ikker hegdish, the kula shamayim, mayalin ba. So that braisa was assuming that when we say the word me'ila, we mean regular me'ila. So omer leir of elazer latana, bishlem a kula shamayim, that the halacha me'ila applies to something which is kula shamayim, limutei kachim kalim. Because kachim kalim, like a shlamim that you actually have ownership in, therefore kiven to islahub lebailim begavayu less bum meila. Obviously, if the bailim is going to partake and eat part of it, you can't say that there's going to be an isser meila from being nana from it. El tchilas hegdish, but this assumption that the brisa makes that something that has tchilas hegdish, a primary hegdish, lemiute mai tchilas hegdish hu de isba meila, but soif hegdish less bum meila. You're telling me the second thing that becomes hegdish, the second thing that's nitfas in the kedusha of the first thing, it doesn't have an isser meila. That's not true. So, and for the gemara, dilmal inyan chaim. When the Braisa said the word Me'ila, it didn't mean Me'ila like the Isser Me'ila. It meant the process. When a person is Mael, they also have to bring a carbon and pay the Chaymish. It's referring to that payment of the Chaymish. Uchad Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, who holds that you only time you pay a Chaymish is by the Iker Kedusha and not by the secondary Kedusha. So Amalei in Hachika Amina, that's Taka the Pshat. That's what the Tana told back to Rabbi Elazar. Amalei Rav Ashi L'Ravina. Behema Tameya B'Tchilas Hegdish Isa. Does Behema Tameya, does this not kosher animal, Taka have Tchilas Hegdish moving over to Amad Aleph, Be'emtza Hegdish Lesa? In other words, we were saying that it has tchilas hegdish, not the secondary hegdish. But lemaisa, this is not kosher animal. It could be a middle ground, like a stopping point. Like I have this behemah tayor that's hegdish. I transfer the kedusha onto a behemah tameya, and then from the behemah tameya, I move it to a third, now kosher animal. So the behemah tameya acts as the emtsas hegdish. So why do we assume just because we weren't talking about tchilas hegdish, we all of a sudden meant soif hegdish? Maybe we meant the emtsa hegdish. So amrlei zokravina lefisha ena besoif hegdish. Since lemaisa, you can't have soif hegdish by a not kosher animal. So we can darshan that you're not going to add a chaymish when you are being paid such an animal that has that kind of kedusha. So Amalei Ravacha Midifti L'Ravina Be'emtza Hegdish Mi'Aisa. Amalei Lamaisa, it does have hegdish. Al the emtza hegdish. Veloisef Nami Chaimish. And therefore you should add the Chaimish even when you're doing something with emtza hegdish, even though it's not the seif hegdish. Amalei Harei Hu seif hegdish. And emtza hegdish has a status like seif hegdish. That Ma seif hegdish ain't a mice of Chaimish. Af emtza hegdish ain't a mice of Chaimish. We're comparing it to the seif Chaimish. Yeah, but the Gemara's not happy with that because Amalei Rav Zutra Bereid Rav Mari L'Ravina. My Chosis to Madame Sleil seif hegdish. Why are you assuming that this emtza hegdish of this not kosher animal should be like the seif hegdish? In my it's coming from something else. So it's more daima to the soif hegdish than it is to the tchilas hegdish. This emtsa hegdish is more daima to the tchilas hegdish. There's another stage afterwards. So anything that has something else that follows it is not going to be the thing that's brought in the base of hegdish. So you can hear it should be more daima to the tchilas hegdish. Which the Gemara says, okay, forget it. That oila. Oila Rishaina, which is a reference to the original Oila, which Rashi learns is talking about the carbon that you bring in the beginning of the day. Tosis brings other pshatim, but this is Xeris HaKos of Ha Oila. So Hachinami, in the same way we learn Ha Oila to teach you the halach of Oila Rishaina, we learn Ha Temeya, the not kosher animal that means Temeya Rishaina, only that first one has Kedusha, but anything other than the first one is going to be called a Saif Hekdish or Emtsa Hekdish. It's not going to have that status of the Tchilas Hekdish. Tanya Kavosi to Rishub and Levi that we do not pay a Chaimish with any kind of non Tchilas Hekdish, because the Braisa says Parazut Tachas Parashel Hegdish. If someone's swapping the Kedusha of one cow into another, it sounds a lot like the Isser of Temura, Ayin Taisvis. But if a person's trying to do this switcheroo from the Kedusha of one para onto another one, or Talzu Tachas Talshel Hegdish, so the halacha is Hegdeshe Padui, it works. Viyad Hegdish Alho El Yaina, because Lamaisa, we never specified what the value of this para is, or the value of this talis. So if there is a loss, Hegdish will not assume the loss. They'll all have the Yodai Al Yaina. But let's say a person did explicate how much it's worth. Parazu Bechamesh Sloim Tachas Parazu shel hegdish, or talas zuba chamesh shloim tachas tal shel hegdish, then hegdish podui. It's going to work. And the point of this halacha is that it's not a t'nai that it has to be worth 5 shloim. Even if it doesn't worth 5 shloim, still the p'diyah is going to take place, and you just got to pay the difference. So al hegdish rishain meisif chamesh, al hegdish sheni meisif chamesh. So this last part of the brisa lechayer is a riot to Rishu ben Levi that you don't pay a chamesh except for hegdish rishain. Zok the mishnah. This mishnah is going to give us a quick tour through shas of minimum amounts of money for different halachas. Number one, ha'ayna, the one we've been talking about, is arba kesef. In order to have ayna, you have to have 4 ma'is out of the 24 ma'is, which is another way of saying a shtus, a sixth. Va'taina, and a tainus might have been miktus, has to have a minimum of shtei kesef. Va'ha'ida, shava pruta. And any ayda that's going to be mechayev shvua requires a shava pruta. Chamesh prutais hein. There are 5 halachas to which there is the minimum shear of a pruta. Ha'ida shava pruta, like we just said. Va'isha miskadesh b'shava pruta, as we know you have to be mekadesh nisha with a shava pruta. Number 3, v'hanana b'shava pruta min hegdish mo'al. That's the minimum for mi'ila. Number 4, hamaitzi shava pruta chayev le'achriz. For the hilchas elam etzias, you only have to be machriz something that's worth a pruta. And lastly, v'agaisel schaver shava pruta v'nishbalei, someone who steals and then swears falsely that he denies stealing it. Once he wants to be machzer it, yelichenu acharav afilu l'madai, he has to even be matriach himself to go to madai to return it. The Rishonim are very busy over here. Why did we leave this out? Why did we leave that out? One interesting one that's left out over here is the Suri Hana, because there is a shaila from Rabbi Kivager in the Chuvis Simon Kuf Tzadi that declares whether or not the shear of the Isser of Isuri Hana is going to be a kezias, like by Achila, because we do learn from Kol Chelev, or it's more of a mumministic adin, and therefore the shear would be a pruta. So the fact that Isuri Hana is not in the list is a shtickel smach to the Tzad that the shear would be a kezias and not a pruta. Now, this first idea in the Mishnah, that the shear for Aina is a sixth, we have definitely covered that already. So, frak the Gemara, Tanina Chada Zimna, Arboa Kesef Masrim Va'arba Kesef Lasela Shtos Lamekach. To why are we repeating it over here? And for the Gemara, Hatayna Shte Kesef V'Haidah Shava Prutis Trichlei. You're right, we don't need to write anything by Aina, we're doing it to the second line of the Chi of Shvua. Frak the Gemara, we also have that. Hanami Tanina Shvua Sadayanin Tana Shte Kesef V'Haidah Shava Pruta. So, it's also Mufurish. So, the first two lines we don't need. To which the Gemara says, okay, you're right, we need also the next line, also the third line, Sefet Strichlei, Diktani Chamesh Prutisain, to set us up so we can have this Chamesh Prutais list. Now let's go through the list. Chamesh Prutais Hain. For listening to me, Ho'ayna Pruta. Why don't we say that the thing in question, that there is Ayna, that merchandise has to be worth a Pruta. Amar of Kahana. Zoy Saimeres, Ayna Ayna La Prutais. Must be, we can bring a Raya, that there is no Hilchas Ayna if the thing in question is only Prutais. Meaning, if it's such a cheap item, there will not be any Hilchas Ayna. So that's of Kahana. Velevi Amar, no, Yesh Ayna La Prutais. V'chein Tani Levi B'masnise. And likewise, we found in a different Brisa that also enumerates the Chamesh Prutais Hain, that has a slightly different version, that Chamesh Prutas hain, number 1, ha'ayna pruta, v'ha'ayda pruta, number 2, v'ha'ayda pruta, and number 3, v'kedusha isha pruta, and number 4, v'gezel pruta, and lastly, v'yeshivas ha'dayanim pruta, that bezim will only convene to have a dintira if the claim is regarding at least a shava pruta. So we have here you have our mishnah, you have this brisa. So v'tana didan, our tana, my time alekatana yeshivas ha'dayanim. Why didn't we count in our mishnah anything about bezim convening for a pruta? Because tana le'gezel, our tana already counted gezel, and l'chaira, v'chlal gezel is the fact that you shouldn't have a din Torah on less than a pruta. Umile toni gezel v'ketoni aveda. But l'maisa, we have both things. If you're making the argument that dine mamonis are kind of b'chalal, the bezdin halacha, all under the title of gezel, so why are we listing aveda that you only have to be machers for a pruta? To which the Gemara says, hanach estrichlei, there's a special chiddush. By gezel, there'll be a special chiddush. The Tana wants to tell us that ha'gezel mechaver shav a pruta v'nishbalei, if you swear falsely about a pruta, yelichenu achrav afilu l'madai. However, by aveda, the Tana wants to tell us a chiddush that ha'maitzi aveda shav a pruta, chayav l'hachris, v'afal gav dezol, even if it depreciated, went down to less than a pruta between finding it and being machriz it. That special halacha is why we wanted to list Aveda. Note that Rashi says, Bein mitzia lahachraza, the marsha is medayik. That means if it would devaluate after it was lost, but before you found it and it went down below a shava pruta, you would not be mechayiv to be machriz it. Okay, but Levi had a version of the brisa, frekting Gemara of a Levi, my time alay toni aveda bepruta. And for the Gemara, because toni lay gezel, according to Levi, that brisa that he quoted, we were kailal, the being machriz, the Aveda underneath gezel. Frekting Gemara, me like toni gezel, v'katoni yeshivas hadayan. But according to your list, Brisa of Levi, you have both Gezel and Yeshivas Dayanin, so you should also have the Achraza. You see that we're not including one to the other. No, because Yeshivas Dayanin is Trichalei. There can be a special Kiddush there. La Fuke Mir of Katina. Domer of Katina. Bezdin is Kakan Afila Pachsim Shava Pruta. It's Taka Machlekes. So the Brisa needed to speak out that we are not going to sit and convene a Dentire for a Pachsim Shava Pruta. Keneged Rav Katina. Vil Levi, my time of like Tony Hegdish. Why didn't he learn the halacha of Hegdish? That wasn't in Levi's Brisa, it was only in our Mishnah. Teretz is Bechulin Kamairi. The Brisa is not talking about things of Hegdish, but Kachim Le Kamairi. But our Mishnah of Elatundi done to Kamir Bakachim, so Nisni Meiser Bapruta. We should learn that Meiser Shani, you can't be Paida unless it's worth a Pruta. Very interesting that the Gemara seems to be Kailal Meiser Shani under the heading of Kachim, which is not Pashit. But anyway, the Gemara answers, "Kaman de'omer ein b'chum shei pruta ein chenami." Our mission is going like the shita that Maaser Sheni is not negeya if the chaimish won't be worth a pruta. And since the chaimish is a fraction of it, it won't be worth a pruta. The listening chaimish Maaser b'pruta. Let our Tana say that Maaser Sheni can't be nifta unless the chaimish is worth a pruta. No, because karna kamayri. We're not talking about chaimish, we're talking about the karen who b'chaimish loy kamayri. Gufa, omer of Katina, bezin niskakan afilu l'pachas m'shava pruta. According to Rav Katina, bezin will convene for even a pachas m'shava pruta. Frak the Gemara Mosev Rova, the ace asher chota min akaidish yishalim. This is nageya for the iser of me'ila. Turning over to Amud Beis, l'rabbeis pachas m'shava pruta lihishavain. This is coming to be marbe pachas m'shava pruta for the hashava, the yichaya for me'ila. So from the fact that the brisa has to give us a special drasha to teach us by hegdish, the Gemara's medayik l'kaidish in that a pachas m'shava pruta is going to be chayiv, aval lehedyait lo. So l'chayro, how can Rav Katina say that bezin should be yishav for a pachas m'shava pruta? We have a drasha connected that. Eli yitmar hachi yitmar. You know what Rav Katina means when we're going to sit for a pachas m'shava pruta? Amar Rav Katina im huskaku bezin l'shava pruta. If they started off on a court case about a shava pruta, goymer nafilu l'pachas m'shava pruta. Because tchilas hadin be'inan pruta, gemar din loy be'inan pruta. You can finish the court case even though it now is no longer worth a pruta. What's the case of where it started off being a shava pruta and went down to a pachas m'shava pruta? So krashi im chazer asheni v'tavay pachas m'shava pruta kaidim shamdu bezin. While bezin's still sitting there and they haven't yet broken for lunch, the guy now tainas on a pachas m'shava pruta. So that's the case of where you start off with a shava pruta and go down to a pachas m'shava pruta. Frek the ritva. Why is that a case of the same din taira? It's a different din taira. It's a different taina. And based on that, the ritva says another pshat. Look, the next Mishnah, Chamisha Chumshin Hain. We alluded to this yesterday's daf. There are a whole bunch of different cases where you chayv a chaymesh. Ve'elu Hain, what are the five cases? Ha'echol Truma, by accident, if you have a zar eats Truma, he has to pay a chaymesh. U'trumas Meiser. U'trumas Meiser Shel Demai. Note that we're only talking about Trumas Meiser of Demai and not actual Truma of Demai. Because as Rashi speaks out, there is no halacha requiring a chaymesh for regular Demai. V'hachala, v'habikurim, all those things are Meisiv Chaymesh. V'hapayda Netter Ravai u'Meiser Sheni Shalai, and someone who is being paid to his own Netter Ravai, or his own Meiser Sheni, also is Meisiv Chaymesh. Hapaydes Hekdeshai, Meisiv Chaymesh. Hanane Shava Pruta Minha Hegdish, also Meisiv Chaymesh. Vagaisel Shaver Shava Pruta, Vinish Belay. You steal and then you make a false Shvua that you didn't do it, and then you admit that to it later, also Meisiv Chaymesh. Amarava, Koshalel Revelazar Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. It was Shver for Revelazar, that's the Amira Revelazar Ben Pedas. Why should the Tsar pay a Chaymesh when he eats Trumas Meiser of Demai? Lechayer, that's only a Din Derabanan, and it has no Din Minhatayra. So Vichyosu Chachamim Chizikul Devar. You think Chazal are going to make a din on their chashash midrabanan for eating the Trumas Meiser of Demai? Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, yeah, Hamani, Rabbi Meir, it's the famous sheet of Rabbi Meir, to Amar Asu Chachamim Chizik L'Divrem Kishal Taira. Tanya, the example of which in Masech Tegitin, ha maybe get me Medina Sayam, nasnu lov aloy emar lo b'fonei nechta b'fonei nechta like he was supposed to, yoytzi v'havlad mamzer, divar Rabbi Meir, v'chacham ha-meir m'ein havlad mamzer. Ketad Yasa, what should you do? And this is a machalagis rishonim, if this Ketad Yasa is also going back on sheet of Rabbi Meir, but certainly in the Chacham, you should be at Lenami Menu, v'yachzer it. Take it back and say b'fnei shnayim v'yomer lo b'fonei nechtam b'fonei nechtam. Note that you have to be yachzer v'yitnenu lo, and you can't just say b'fonei nechtam b'fonei nechtam. It has to be a din in the nesina zaget. Okay, but the point is, will there be meyer mishum to loyomer lo b'fonei nechtam b'fonei nechtam, which is clearly only a din to rabbanan yitzev havlan mamzer in Rabbi Meir latame de omer rav hamnuna mishmei de ula. Amar Hayer Meir Kol Meshanim Veveya Shetav Chachamim Begitin Yaitziv Yahavlad Mamzer. So that could be the same halach over here that you pay a chaymesh even for the Trumas Meiser of Demai. Stop here and hopefully post the second day Yontif's daf before Yontif.